The Piano Concerto in C Major by Eric Zeisel, incredibly enough, in its world premiere recording and world premiere performance. That CPO recording by pianist Gottlieb Wallisch and the Vienna Radio Symphony led by Johannes Bildner. It's simply too good to be that little known. I mean, somebody's got to start playing this thing.
Well, I hope so. The critics were very, very favorable. All the critics who wrote reviews, even our own Mark Sved, I met him privately once, and he said this is a great piece and it should be played.
Absolutely. And
that's a wonderful suggestion, but we need the conductors to do it.
Well,
to be interested in it. Of course, if they haven't heard it and they have no way of hearing it, then how should they
Come
across the music? So
Exactly. Well, I know a few. I'm going to start twisting some arms.
Well, your program is certainly a wonderful start.
On this 50th anniversary of the untimely death of the Austrian-born composer Eric Zeisel, we're playing some of his music with the help of his daughter, Dr. Barbara Zeisel-Schoenberg. She's my guest tonight here on 91.5 Classical KUSC, Los Angeles. I don't know anyone in the German-speaking world who doesn't think that Hugo Wolf is one of the greatest composers who ever lived. But, of course, outside the German-speaking world, where German Lieder is not one's mother's milk, it's kind of hard to persuade someone of that. I think your father is kind of in that same boat, given that one of the major areas of his greatest accomplishment, if not his greatest accomplishment, is in his Lieder. And again, this is the toughest thing to sell, and it's the thing that doesn't, what's the old phrase, it doesn't travel as well as other things do. But I think the crux of his art is to be found in his Lieder.
Absolutely, and his Lieder really give a view into his life, his love of the Austrian landscape, his love of my mother, whom he married in 1935, 3 years before he had to leave. And one of the last songs he ever wrote was entitled Komm süßer Tod, Come Sweet Death. He never wrote another Lied after leaving Austria. That was it for him. And so, therefore, the body of the Lieder, who are, I think, right there, you said it absolutely correctly, I've always thought that he is similar to Hugo Wolf in his passion for the Lied as a vehicle of expression and his love of his landscape, his Austrian landscape, which is very apparent. His humor comes out in it, his youth comes out in those songs, and then the great sadness also.
Yeah, and his wonderful melodic gift. This is a guy who knew how to turn a tune. And not all of them did, but he certainly did.
Yes.
He certainly did. Yes. Well, why don't we continue with a brief sequence of four brief, utterly charming songs that say a lot about his, not only his musical interest, but his dramatic range.
Fine. I can say little things that mean personal things to me, although I never knew my father. I was, at that time when he composed his Lieder. He married my mother in 1935, and I was born in 40, and most of these Lieder were done in those years of the 30s. But this sequence of four, Vor meinem Fenster, is a wonderful song because it's out by my window, and you can almost see the tree and the bird. And my father's name, Zeisel, means songbird. So that has a special meaning. In Vergiss mein Nicht is also a wistful song. It talks about picking up flowers in the forest. But also, forget-me-nots are not only flowers, but the words imply, please, don't forget me. And so that has always been a favorite of mine because of that. And then the humorous side can be seen in many of them, not particularly these four. These are more on the sad side. Der Fiedler is a particular favorite of mine because it tells of boys, sort of urchins in the street, surrounding a street musician, a fiddler. And the boys, it doesn't mean anything. They just think, oh, you know, it's just a simple street song that he's playing. But one of them is particularly moved by the song. It just seems like it's a stab in his heart. And that's the sensitive one out of all the other boys to whom it means nothing. And my father, his youth was described as being different and being hypersensitive, and he was obsessed with music against the wishes of his family. So that's a particular favorite of mine. And then Armseelchen, the fourth, is the title of a book by Malcolm Cole on my father. And it was a favorite, if you will, of my mother's, because it means poor little soul. And it's this soul, this child that dies and is accompanied by ghosts to his grave, a frühzeitiger Tod, a death that was too premature. And it's very ironic, since my father died at 53 years of age, not a child, but still a premature death.
Well, let's hear Four Lieder by Eric Zeisel, performed on another CPO recording by baritone Wolfgang Holzmeier and pianist Cord Garben.
Thank you.